Carlo.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Tanya. I'm calling from Local Splash. May I speak to Carlo?
This is Carlo. How are you doing, ma'am?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm very good. Thank you for asking. I was calling in regards to the client interview you had scheduled with us. This call
yes,
will take
ma'am.
About 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing the relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, first, I want to verify just to confirm if you were able to see our terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Now, I'll start by confirming all the information I have for the business is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, just let me know so I can make the necessary changes, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, the business name is Superior Custom Glass.
That's correct.
Okay. And the address I have here on file would be 315 Mira Mesa Drive, Liberty Hill, Texas, 78642.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
That's my home address. That's not going to be displayed on my website, correct?
I can definitely hide it. It's no issue.
Yeah. I don't want my home address on there.
All right. No problem. I'll just keep the city and state. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
No, but I do have insurance.
Okay. Yes, insurance.
Yeah, I don't think in the state of Texas we don't need any of
okay.
License or yeah.
All right, no issues. Perfect. So I'll just go ahead and add that. And to confirm your email address, it would be superiorcustomglass512@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. All right, and for the phone number that the clients will be calling you on, it's 512-952-8145.
That is correct.
Great. I do see here you've selected to add on the call tracking number. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Do you have any questions on how the call tracking works or anything like that?
How does it work? I'm sorry.
So,
I've used y'all services before and I loved it. I just, business got slow. I think I had y'all for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it where they go to my website and they call the number that's on the website and it says thank you for calling Superior Custom Glass. Is that it or how does it work?
So, yes. So the call tracking number is a Google endorsed product. It allows you to track and manage all of the calls coming in from the marketing campaign. So what we do is we create another number with a local area code and post that one online. So they're already connected. So whenever the customer calls that number, it's still going to go directly to the phone number that you have and then in 8145.
Awesome. That's perfect.
All right. I'll go ahead and add that for you then and keep it. And for the website, let me just confirm if we can get the same domain name or do you have another domain that you would like to use?
Domain meaning like another website?
Like the name for it, yes.
No, Superior Custom Glass is perfect.
Yeah, you have it at superiorcustomglass.pro.
Yeah. That'll work.
All right. Just give me a moment to see if I can reorder the same one because it has expired. Give me a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I have the IT department looking into it because it's not letting me reorder that same domain, so they're going to see what they can do. So I'm just going to hold off on that one. But we're pretty much doing the same that we previously had, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. So, you know, in case you cancel services with us, the domain name will be available for you to purchase for $99.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, would you like the ability to process your customers' payments directly through the website?
No, ma'am.
All right, no problem. Now, I'll go over the keywords of services you provide, and just to make sure everything is correct, if you want to change any or delete any, just let me know so I can do that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I have the category as glass and mirror. So it would be glacier, residential glass, commercial glass, custom mirror installer, custom glass installer, storefront, insulated glass, commercial glasswork, window installation, storefront replacements, frameless shower doors, shower glass.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is there any other that you would like to add?
So we have frameless showers. We have glass door. We have We have shower glass doors, right? Or glass shower doors. Do we have that one?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I'm trying to focus on mainly is just the frameless shower doors. So I'm trying to think. Let's see. Frameless steam doors. Shower steam doors. Can we put that? Mm-hmm. Steam shower doors.
Okay.
How, and also luxury shower doors, can we put that?
I'll definitely add it.
Yeah, luxury shower doors. Let's see. That should be it.
All right, no problem. I'll go ahead and add those. I will be sending you this list just in case. And if you later on think of another word that you would like to add or anything like that, you can just reply to that email and we'll definitely add it on, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Let's see here. Now, do you have a mission statement for the company already?
No, ma'am.
All right. Let's see if we can put...
I don't know if we had one on the last website.
No, you did not. Would you like to add one?
A mission statement, like meaning...
It could be something simple, like... At Superior Custom Glass, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work or something like that.
That sounds good.
All right, perfect. And do you have a slogan for the company?
No, ma'am.
All right, no problem. We can also keep it very simple, like Superior Custom Glass, your expert glass provider or something like that.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, and how long have you had the business for?
I'm going on eight or nine years.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
And how many people are working with you?
Currently, right now, I only have two. Because of everything that's going on, it's so slow. I used to have seven, but I don't want to put how many people work. I tend to go take care of all that myself with my helpers. So,
okay.
Is there something that we could leave that out?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right. And I do have here a logo already. Are we keeping that same one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And for the hours of operation, what would it be?
It would be from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And the types of payments that you accept?
I accept Zelle, all forms of payment except for PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, check cash.
Mm-hmm. Do you take credit or debit card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I also use Square as well.
Okay. All right. Now that I've gathered your business information, we have two options for you. So option one is that we'll optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. Or option two is that we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. Which option would you prefer?
What do you recommend? What did I have last time?
So last time we didn't have this available. This is like a new function that we have. I would personally recommend option one is the one that we've seen has the best results because you just focus on Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So these are the places that customers more likely will go to.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
All right, perfect. I'll go ahead and add that for you. Now let's talk about your Google Business profile. I see here, well, you're located in Liberty Hill. So which, could you tell me 5 to 10 cities that you would most like to focus on?
5 to 10, I mean, Austin, Leander, Lago Vista, Dripping Springs, Marble Falls, Lakeway, Texas, let's see, Granite Shoals, let's see, Round Rock, Pflugerville, Huddle, Manor, Bastrop, and that should be it. I mean, if I'm missing anything, Georgetown, did I say Georgetown? I'm sorry, and Liberty Hill.
Yeah, let me just add in. All right, perfect. And do you still have access to your Google Business profile?
No, ma'am.
All right. Let me just see if we still have access. All right, I do think we still have access, so no problem there. All right. Let me just go ahead and put that in. Now, for your Yelp, do you have a Yelp page?
I don't. I got into it with Yelp because you know how you sign up to get leads from them monthly. I was just paying $700 for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got into a big dispute with them. They were charging my card until I finally noticed every month it was like $600
to $700. Okay, I see.
And I don't have a good relationship with them.
All right, no problem. We'll keep it empty like that. No issue there. And for Facebook, do you have a Facebook business page?
I do. I just don't know. I don't know how to work it because I have my personal and my business, and it's all linked to one. If you'd like, could we start another one? Is that something y'all can manage or not?
Yeah, of course. So for Facebook specifically, I mean, it's always going to be linked up to your personal account because whenever they send messages, through the page, it's gonna go into your messenger. So you would need to have it attached to your personal account. So Facebook doesn't allow us per se to create the page for you, but you can definitely just create a new one, like, just add the business name, the category, and just send it to us and we'll take care of the rest because you do have Facebook ads with us. So that's something that we need to do so we can publish those.
Okay, let me see. I'm on here right now. So how do I send this to you guys, my Facebook?
All right. So I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be the easiest way. Let me see if you do have the page live already.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Professional dashboard.
Okay.
Or no.
No, let me just send you an email.
Okay.
So that you can just grant us access to the Facebook right now, so you just get it out of the way.
Okay.
All right. I just send it to you. Let's give it a minute for you to get it. So you should see a blue click here button that you need to click. Then you're going to log into your Facebook and then select the page and just grant access. I like that. It's going to be very easy.
Grant us. Okay. Facebook. Let's see, Superior. Password.
SpheriCustomGhost512@gmail.com isn't connected to an account. What?
It would probably be your personal Facebook that you would have to log in.
Let me put my number, see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 1, 4, 5. I'll just make a new one. Can I make a new one and send it over to you guys?
Yes, of course. Do you want me to send you an email on how to do it?
No, it says here, create new account. I just follow those instructions and then send it to you guys, or?
You would follow those instructions and then you need to create another page. I'll just send you the email on how to do that. Just create the new Facebook, create the page, and that's it.
Okay.
All right, I'll send you the email for that. No problem. If you run into any issues creating it, just call us and we'll see what we can do to help you out.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No problem. All right, now for your Facebook ads, we have three options for you. So this is pretty much what you would like to the customers to do whenever they see your ad. Would you like them to give you a call? Would you like them to fill out a form fill with their basic information? Or would you like them to send you a Facebook Messenger?
Oh, man. What do you think people find more effective, like filling out a form, you think, or just speaking to somebody?
So the form fill is very good. You're gonna get like a text message and an email whenever they send in that information. It is very important that you do call them back like as soon as you get the notification, so they'll still remember. Because sometimes they'll send the information and then forget about it, and then whenever you call, they're like a little confused. But the calls, I mean, it's also very, very good if they automatically call you whenever they see your ad. The only downside to it is if you don't pick up the call, you're just going to have the number of the person. You're not going to have any other information like their name, what they wanted, or anything like that.
Well, I think if they could fill it out, they also have the option to call, right, if they wanted to.
I mean, yeah, if they're not a little lazy to go into the page and see your number, yeah, they can definitely do that as well.
Okay, we'll just do that where they fill out
the
information.
Form fill.
Yeah, the form fill.
All right, perfect. I'll go ahead and add that for you. Now, you're going to be receiving a few emails from us in the next couple of days. You still have access to your client dashboard, or would you like me to resend the credentials for it?
If you could resend the credentials, please, because, yeah.
No issue.
I never really got into that dashboard when I had y'all services before, so.
Okay. All right, no problem. I'll go ahead and send them out to you. So the dashboard right now, it has improved a big, big time from when you were last with us. It allows you to pretty much track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. The client dashboard will show you how many calls, how many clicks you're receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that we're going to list your business on.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, you'll also be receiving the call tracking email. So this will allow you to see the number that we have chosen for you to promote as well and where to view the reporting for the call tracking number, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. Your ads should be live within 7 to 14 days. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to the directories, and we'll optimize your Google business profile. You should see results within 45 to 60 days. Don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see the listings, create posts, and update content.
Okay.
All right.
Can I do that from the app? I heard y'all had an app.
Yes, we do have an app. It's in the very early stages, but it is currently working. So, yes, you can definitely log into that as well with the credentials that we're providing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare or networks that are requesting extra money to verify you or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So if you have any questions, just give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you may receive.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how the account is progressing. What day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now?
Mornings. Anytime in the morning, between 9 and 10 is perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right. So could we do May 15 around this time?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to be sending you a calendar invite, so you'll receive a reminder for when we call.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me just go back to the domain to see if they were able to fix it. If not, I think the system needs to be rebooted to gain access to it. Let me just... I would maybe need to, I'll try to get the same one. If not, I'll just give you a call back to see which others you can choose from, if that was not available, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Then this will pretty much conclude our interview. Carlo, thank you very much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions for me or anything else I can help you out with?
Not at the moment. So I just got the email creating my Facebook page. I should do that and then type in the category that best fits. Once done, scroll down to grant local. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy. You're not going to have to do, like, the pictures or anything like that right now. You can just do, like, the basic one. Just create your Facebook first and then follow those steps that I send the email on. And then... let me just confirm. Yes, and then just put in the name of the business, the category, and just send it to us, and we'll take care of the rest.
Awesome. I appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. We're available 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Under all the emails that I'm sending you, you can see our client support number, which is 877-635-6225. You can contact us at your own convenience if you have any problems. And well, Local Splash wants to thank you again for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.